superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'd like to take a moment here, if you don't mind, Chris.
It's your show, Rich.
I appreciate you saying
that. Yeah, no problem.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Is one of the greatest places I've ever been.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I've never seen anything like it.
The Rich Eisen Show.
It is a jewel.
Earlier on the show.
From Bally Sports, NFL reporter Mike Silver.
Still to come.
Seven-time Pro Bowl receiver Torrey Holt. Co-host of Peacock's Brother from Another, Michael Smith.
Plus your phone calls and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We chatted with Mike Silver in hour number one about the two guys at home, Aaron Rodgers with COVID and Odell Beckham Jr. with whatever the heck is going on in Cleveland. We talked about that with Mike. If you missed it, go to our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Also, in hour number three, Michael Smith, a brother from another, right here on NBC Sports on Peacock. We'll help him take us to him, his show. I don't know. I think I had an extra pronoun in there. Anyway, Michael Smith's on in hour three. It'll be a great chat. Chris Brockman is in his spot. Mike Del Tufo is out, and Jay Feller is in there for him. TJ Jefferson, my social media grandmaster, in his usual spot right here in hour number two. And look who's in the guest chair, one of my favorite people on the planet. One of the great Rams of all time here on the Rich Eisen Show in person, Torrey Holt. How are you, Torrey?
Hanging, man.
Good to see you.
Good seeing you, man.
Better to see you here. It really is. You're one of my favorite people.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
We established in the previous segment that you were one of the first NFL players I met as the host of NFL Network on the commercial campaign of of Being Rich Doesn't Suck, NFL Total Access, and I shot you footballs out of a jug machine in Atlanta, where the Falcons wouldn't let you in
to the facilities. That's right,
because
Rich,
you were in enemy territory. You were a Ram. This was the days of the old NFC West, where the Falcons, for some reason, were sitting in the NFC West with the St. Louis Rams.
I wonder why I was standing out there so long.
It was because they wouldn't let you in the building. They would not. They didn't want you to go back to the Rams and tell all the secrets that Dan Reeves and Michael Vick were cooking up. Literally, that's how long ago it was.
Wow, that's a long time ago, man. Great times.
It is. Really. And now you're in town for the Sunday night game?
Yeah, in town for the Sunday night game.
Okay.
And really excited about watching the club. And just saw you guys had Von Miller on in the press conference. Mm-hmm. He seems excited. Hope he plays tomorrow. If he does, he'll be energetic. He'll be running wild. And I'm really excited about that. And then my buddy Isaac Bruce gets his
he's getting his ring.
He gets his ring this
Sunday
weekend.
Night.
That's right. Yeah, against the Titans. What better way to do that against a team?
Because the Rams and Titans have
played them in Super Bowl 34.
Yeah, you've played a big game.
We won
before.
That game.
I know.
Yeah.
Where were you on the sideline when it was all going down?
I was standing towards the end with this view.
The long view.
The long view.
Okay.
And
so you had no idea.
Myself, Isaac, and Stan Kroenke was right there. And Isaac, as positive as he is, we got this. They're going to make the play. We winning.
That's what he said?
This is what he's saying.
Uh-huh.
Stan's pacing. And I'm looking like, okay, let's watch it. And then we watch it all unfold. And Kevin Dyson ran the little under route. Mike Jones had his eye on Kevin and Wycheck, I think, at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And came up and made the play. And next thing I know, we were off to the races, to the football field. Confetti's going down and towels are up in the air.
So life's changing.
Changed my life forever. All of us.
Because, yeah. But so you were able to tell even from how far away you were that it was, or you just watched all your other teammates.
I just watched everybody
on the
else
field.
Take the because I couldn't see. I couldn't see.
To, say, yeah,
to me, from my vantage view, it right. looked like he may have scored.
Right.
But when I seen everybody else take off, oh, we won. So I just took off, man, and then eventually saw that he was 1 yard away from scoring. But Mike Jones, man, the ultimate pro. When I first came into the National Football League, Rich. Mm-hmm. Mike Jones would be one of the first guys in the building mm-hmm. every day. Sometimes he'd come in a suitcase or something. Like he had that kind of professionalism about him. And I'm saying to myself, if I can do what he's doing, mm-hmm. get early, train, and get myself prepared, then you know I could be the type of pro that Mike Jones was. So it couldn't happen to a better dude. He prepared for that moment and a great tackle. And it changed the trajectory of all of our careers.
And then Isaac Bruce is getting his ring for the Pro Football Hall of Fame yeah, on man. Sunday night. His Hall of Fame speech, Torrey, I loved.
Yeah.
For a couple of reasons. Oh. First of all, his message. Secondly, he hardly said a word
yep.
as correct. A pro.
That's correct.
And he hardly ever chest pounded.
That's correct.
Ever. Not saying, get me the ball. He never chest pounded, get me the ball. And he never chest pounded. I am who I am.
Though inside he was saying, get me the damn ball.
And then he finally gets in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And he drops, how do you like me now?
Yeah.
And how did that land with you, his team?
I loved it. I loved it because, again, Isaac is not the one to talk or boast.
Yeah.
Let his play do the talking. He can get nasty, though. If you try him, he can get nasty. And to me, that was an opportunity for him to say a lot of things that he wanted to say. And obviously, that was one of them. How you like me now? I think I tweeted it out. No, how you like me now?
So did I.
You know,
I did not see out of all the things going into that weekend, even with the number of speeches that there were, I would have taken. I didn't see on the Hall of Fame bingo card Isaac Bruce quoting Kumo D. I did not see that
me
coming.
Either. Me either.
You know, I didn't see it. So he kind of surprised you with that.
Yeah,
line
I mean,
too.
It showed me his depth of music. I knew he liked music, but it certainly showed me the depth of his music talent. But I think all athletes have something that drives them. And for Isaac, we saw what that was. One of the reasons that drove him to become the player that he was. I had the opportunity to watch a Hall of Famer daily from my rookie year till he left after our 10th year together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I saw a pro every single day. Again, same way I was talking about Michael Jones, I had the opportunity to see Isaac the same way. And I'm thinking, if I can do half of what he's doing or more,
mm-hmm.
I could be great. Marshall Faulk was in that building. Orlando Pace was in that building. Kurt Warner was in that building.
Yeah.
Brother Ray Agnew was in that building. So many. Todd Light was in that building. So many guys in that room, in that building when I came in as a rookie to learn from. And then to see Isaac, man. To me, I've always said he's the epitome of an athlete, professional mm-hmm. athlete. He did it the right way. He did it with passion. He did it with intent. And, you know, now we're champions, man. Well, we go down in the history books forever.
No question about that. Yeah. And just lingering in the past for a couple more minutes with you, Torrey Holt. You know, Kurt's got his movie coming out
yeah.
right, about this subject matter in his life. Do we know who plays you in the film?
I don't know.
Torrey Holt?
I don't know. But I was asked several times on Twitter who should. I said Michael B. Jordan.
Of course.
Why not?
Right?
I mean, you got to go straight up the food chain to sexiest man.
I'm going the highest level.
You're not going to just go with any actor.
I'm going highest level right away.
Michael B. Jordan is Torrey Holt.
But I don't know who played. But I'll be curious to see how he moved, what he looked like.
Mm-hmm.
But shouts out to Kirk, man. What a storybook career. I can go, another guy
mm-hmm.
that I had the opportunity to
right.
to see work and be around. And Kirk came in with great intention. And, man, we rolled, bro. We rolled.
Torrey Holt here on the Rich Eisen Show. What about the current team right now? It sure looks like they are set.
Yes.
And just in terms of, you know, we're talking about Von Miller, and rightfully so, and Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey. On offense, Cooper Kupp just got named Offensive Player of the Month
for
a second straight month.
What are
you seeing from him that makes him so good?
He's he's fantastic. He's consistent. He's a pro. You know, I had an opportunity to sit in the meeting room with those guys. And
what's that like?
He and Robert Woods are in front.
Mm-hmm.
No different than how it was when I was in St. Louis with Isaac. We were up in the front. notepads are out, pens are out. There's questions being asked. There's direction being given, and they're taking it. And then not only are they listening, they're going out and applying it on the football field. Cooper Kupp is that. He's hella athletic, 6'2". I don't know if people know how big Cooper Kupp is.
Yeah,
I
right.
think they think he's like 5'10", 5'11". Mm-hmm. No, he's 6'2", 200-plus pounds. Really, really good athlete. And he has the ability to get open. And he's very dependable in catching the football. He's on my all-hands team,
mm-hmm.
which I have my own all-hands team.
Who's on that team?
He's on that team. Robert mm-hmm. Woods is on that team. And Emeka Amezi from NC State is on that team.
Okay.
And then, obviously, moi is on that team as well. But, yeah, I mean, Cooper Kupp is fantastic. And not only – is he dependable catching the football? He's now catching it long now. I think he has 5 or 6 catches for 40-plus yards, so he's extending the field.
Hugely done.
He's really good on third downs. He's good in the red zone. But what I love is the fact that they'll mix it up in the run game to create room for Darrell Henderson and Sony Michel, because they know the importance of that. If they're blocking well on the perimeter,
mm-hmm.
there's longer runs, Rich. And then what that does is it sets up the play action pass and one-on-one situations for them in the passing game, which as receivers, we don't mind blocking. Now, I wasn't a Hines Ward type of a blocker, but I was a positional blocker. I would get in position and get a good block.
Okay.
But I knew the importance of doing that because it would set up the things that I wanted to do on the perimeter. And that's what you're seeing with Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, and the emerging Van Jefferson and Ben Skowronek from Notre Dame
mm-hmm.
and his talent playing special teams. So this football team, wide receiver room, is in good shape. And it's led by Goodman and Woods and Cooper Kupp. And Cooper Kupp, if not the best in the league, the best receiver right now playing in the game. He has a chance to go over 1,000 yards this weekend, Rich.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It's crazy, yo.
Which means he's got Calvin Johnson in his sights.
No doubt.
Even without a 17th game.
This is one of the biggest years, I think, in football, NFL football, as we're seeing. I mean, you just look at the mm-hmm. games. And,
right.
And we're getting an opportunity now to potentially witness more history if he stays on this path. I think they have a football team that can do it. He certainly has a coordinator in Coach McVay who loves him, who wants to get him to football. Hey, at the end of the year, we'll see.
And a quarterback, too. Stafford must be looking around saying, this is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
That Miller's now Vaughn's on the team. Like, he's part of an aggressive team.
Another
that just
star.
Keeps adding. and it's remarkable to say this about a quarterback in the NFL, certainly of Stafford's stature. But I don't feel like it's all on him. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though it kind of is, we know it is.
I agree.
But I just don't get the sense like it's all on him.
Right. I'll agree. I totally agree. And with Henderson in the backfield, again, with Sony Michel, the wide receiver, the tight end, Higbee.
Right.
Solid offensive line. Whitworth, one of our better leaders in all of football, mm-hmm. and certainly on this team. And he's just plays at a high level, and he's been doing it for so long. No, I don't think he has to. But what I do like is if we're down in the fourth quarter, we know we got a guy that can bring us back. Not only bring us back and win.
Mm-hmm.
If we got a pocket passer, a guy that can stand in the pocket, he's tough.
Mm-hmm.
He's reliable. He's a winner. And when you're coupled with other guys that have that same mentality, you don't have to feel like you have to do it all, but you do have to do your part. And I think Matthew Stafford will do that all year long and more.
Torrey Holt here on the Rich Eisen Show. I just put you as part of the paparazzi for a hot minute here, even though, you know, we're from afar. Do you have any sense of what's going on with Odell Beckham?
I don't.
Or any sense of what could be possibly going on?
I was talking to my buddy Corey the other day, and I think Odell still has it, you know.
What gives you that sense? What gets you that? Just the general sense that you don't lose it?
Yeah, just watching him, I had an opportunity to watch that tape that his pops put out.
Mm-hmm.
And just watching how he moved around. I mean, there was times in there where he was, you know, where he's open.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just not he and the quarterback are just not connecting. They're just not on one accord right now.
Right.
But I don't think it has anything to do with Odell's ability. I don't think he's lost it yet. It's just he just needs the ball like most receivers do.
Could we have ever put a video together that long of the number of times you were open and Kurt didn't hit you?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
we could have done that.
Yeah. But that's part of the game. You know, that, but the read may not be you initially. But you still got to run to win, because eventually you're going to get the ball. It's going to come back to you. You got guys, you got eyes in the sky to see in the field as well. So it happens. I think Odell is a fantastic player. So we'll see what comes next with him. I know there's plenty of teams that probably would love to have him.
Yeah, exactly right. And again, like we're all kind of guessing as to what's what, but your sense again of even just watching the film that his father put out, mm-hmm. that he still has big game ability, like Odell, classic Odell ability, or what do you think?
I think there's some moments we'll see classic Odell Beckham ability. Yeah. But when you have those injuries, that takes a toll on you. And he's coming back from injury. Certainly, I don't know. I wouldn't say if he quite had that pop that he once had, but mm-hmm. I think there's still enough there, ability there to win consistently. You got to put it in his hands. Once you put the ball in his hands, we'll see if he still has that kind of mm-hmm. big play ability. He's just not getting it enough in his hands in Cleveland.
So then, which team concerns you the most to stand in the way of the Rams getting to where? Ooh. They clearly feel they can get and have pushed every chip to the center of the Ooh. Table, a la Jim Fossil back in the day, to go all in.
Well, this still is football. I mean, so you still got to show up on Sunday.
Yes.
So I would say right now, everybody ahead of them, because what they're about to experience, and they're already experiencing, they're going to get everybody's best. So it's playoff, Super Bowl kind of mentality every week.
How tough is
LA
that?
Rams. It's tough. It's tough, but it's what you. That's our job. That's what you're here to do.
Right.
You're here to come and win and have success and have that kind of expectations on you. This is the pros, so that's going to be one of the challenges. But again, because of the way they're built, their culture, their players, best player on that team is Aaron Donald. He sets the tempo, the tone, in my opinion, mm-hmm. for what they do as a team. And he's your best player. He's your hardest working player, and he's one of your more humblest players on your team. So it's about work. It's about getting to a championship. He wants that. He's been the most dominant player in the league, Rich, for a very long time. He wants a championship. The rest of those guys also want a championship on that team. So they know what they have to do to get there. They've been there, and they know what they have to do to get back. Not only get back, but to seal it. And then bringing someone like Von Miller on board, who I think will be motivated to play. He just said it. I just left from a 4-4 team and woke up 7-1. You can't mm-hmm. tell me he ain't motivated with another opportunity to win his second Super Bowl. So they got to get ready for everybody, but I think they are also ready to take on everybody.
How crazy is it, Torrey Holt, that the guy who could be standing in their way is Tom Brady?
Yeah.
A guy who denied you a second.
Yeah.
If I had walked up to you that night in the Superdome, in that February of 2002, and said, you know what, I know this one hurts, but it's just going to be the first of seven for him anyway, and he could, as a 44-year-old, go for his eighth.
Yeah.
What would you have said to me if I
told
you that?
Well, I would have been like, wow. That's what I would have said. I said, wow. Good luck. Because it's hard, Rich, to get to the bowl. It is really, really hard to do that, and the guy has done it for so long, and he's won seven. Just the epitome of professionalism and consistency when you look at Tom Brady and what he's done. And yeah, I mean, he could be standing in the way. But I think the Rams are prepared.
They've already beaten him.
They're prepared. You know, they got some guys on the defensive side of the ball at corners, particularly with Jalen Ramsey, who's really good. He's very versatile. And when you look at Tampa Bay, and this is not the Rams' style, but when you look at Tampa Bay, what I like what New Orleans do, New Orleans get up in their face. They challenge them. And then they get after Tommy's ass. The Rams can get after Tommy's ass. They've been able to do it, and even more so now with Von Miller, and as he continue to get acclimated with the team, and Raheem Morris and his – think about the creativity he now has. Even more creativity he has now bringing on a guy like Von Miller. So I think the Rams are – in good shape to face anyone as they make their way through the season and try to get into the playoffs and go from there.
Well, it's great to see you, man. Before I let you go, tell me about your foundation. What's
Hope Brothers Foundation. HopeBrothersFoundation.org. You can learn more about what we're doing there. We support young kids with a parent or guardian that's battling cancer. We've been doing that now for, this is our 21st year.
Wow.
So really excited about that. This past week, I had an opportunity to speak to some of our kids that we support. We have a program called Kids Can. Kids can still achieve and accomplish anything they want, though their parent or guardian is battling cancer. We talked to Brooklyn and Riley this week, who are graduated out of the program and now in university. So we have a Kids Can scholarship program now. So we're able to, the funds that we're able to raise, we're able to help those young folks through college to become what they want to become, Rich. And these young women and men are incredible, passionate, enthusiastic. And what I love is they're going to go and get their degree, which is, like I told, like we tell them, that's the best reward, best gift you can give your mom or dad, whichever one is battling the cancer or the guardian is battling the cancer. That's the best reward you can give them is be good kids and then go and pursue your dreams and what you want to do. So really excited about that. And not only that, they talk about wanting to give back to their community. That's what I love.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
And how to become.
Wherever they are. I tell them wherever they are.
Right.
Just tap into your community a little bit. Spend a little time with the folks.
Where can people find more information? Or
HopeBrothersFoundation.org.
Terrence, right?
Yep. My brother Terrence, who played with the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, sure.
He and I have been doing it for years, and we're also business partners in the area. We're in the construction business, and we're helping to reshape the infrastructure in the state of North Carolina, which is really fun.
Love it.
But HopeBrothersFoundation.org is where you can find us. We want to continue doing great work. We need the support, and trust me, the support that we get is going right back into the community, and you can ask the folks in North Carolina and St. Louis around. They can attest to that.
Well, I'll tweet out whatever you need or whatever you need from me, because, you know, you helped me out with the run this year.
Absolutely.
From the NFL Legends community. That was so much fun.
That was great. That was great. And had a great opportunity to meet some incredible people, Rich, that you
you helped raise raise an incredible amount of money, and then also show that you still have your stuff in the new Rams house where you ran. You still had it.
No doubt. And I will be Saturday. I will be at the United Way 5K and 5K run.
Okay.
Tomorrow at SoFi. Not tomorrow, but Saturday morning.
And you're running in it? Or?
I'm walking.
I would be too.
Yeah, I'm walking.
I got
the knees have had enough running, bro.
I'm
trying to run my way into the Hall of Fame now.
I will say, I will say this. On Sunday night, we showed a photograph of when Isaac went in, and there's Orlando Pace in his jacket, and Marshall in his jacket, and Kurt in his jacket. And I'm assuming they'll all be there on Sunday night as well, or best as they can get everyone together to see Isaac get his ring.
Yep.
You deserve yourself, sir, to have it. And you don't have to say a word. If you wish to, you may, but
no.
You deserve it. You deserve it. Your numbers deserve it. Your community service deserves people giving you that extra boost if that's required. You should be in. There's some people behind you with lesser numbers, and there's some people in front of you that are already in. You are in. You should be in.
And appreciate that, man.
I look forward to the day of that actually happening.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And I do hope that Kurt did the right thing and got you Michael B. Jordan.
I hope
As big game. Guy has big game. He should be big game. I don't know. I don't think there's anybody as me in there. There is somebody as Mooch cutting him.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh,
somebody plays Mooch cutting him from the Packers.
Is that right? Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
It'll be great.
Yeah, it'll be awesome, man.
So thanks for coming on, Torrey Holt.
Thank you, Rich. Thanks for having me, brother.
Torrey Holt is right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Everybody go find out more about his foundation. What's that website?
HoltBrothersFoundation.org.
Okay, HoltBrothersFoundation.org. Everybody should let's help raise as much money for Torrey.
Please.
And Terrence doing what they're doing. They're doing great work in their communities. And we will be back right here on the Rich Eisen Show with more. Don't go anywhere. Michael Smith coming in hour three. And your phone calls, 844-204-RICH.
You.
It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung. And that means spring cleaning. Or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code Eisen when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code Eisen.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
You know what? Hit me here. Tori Holt being here, and I said it was the first. He's one of the first players I ever met because we met on the shoot of the first ever promotional campaign for NFL Network during the summer of 2003. And we shot that Being Rich Doesn't Suck campaign that had Dear Mr. Fantasy underneath, and he was a guy that I was firing jugs gun punt catches to, you know, mimicking a punt, and I was just putting it in there in my suit. Just,
I bet he didn't drop one, did he?
He didn't drop any. That's correct. Even though he was told to make it look difficult because they wanted it to look like a circus catch. Mm-hmm. At any rate, today is the 19th anniversary. 19th? Hold on a minute. Let me get this right. It's the 18th anniversary of NFL Network.
Hey-o.
It was 18 years ago tonight that I strolled out from behind a wall and
when's your statue
welcomed everybody.
Go, up out front?
Where?
In front of the network.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, when does your statue get put up?
I think it's half past never.
You're employee number one, Rich.
I mean, it's been 18 years. And
you said so, like it's not a big deal. That's a big deal.
I'm very proud of that fact, you know.
But you're employee number what?
Well, on air number one.
On air number one, but I mean employee number like four or five.
Three, yeah, or two or three, I think, maybe.
Steve's first.
Well, Steve was not really an employee of NFL Network. He was just an executive that was in charge of forming it and doing all sorts of other things there. But in terms of hiring someone to do a job, I think I was employee one. I might have been two, you know, behind Eric Weinberger, who was already hired. I just remember seeing him at an Emmy Awards show in the spring of 2003, yeah, knowing that he was maybe on the way to NFL Network, and so was I.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
You know, but I had no idea until, you know, ESPN handed me a box to go home in late May. You know, so at any rate, big day. Kind of cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, and in terms of a statue, I think I just got an email of when they're actually putting it out in front. It's at Nunya O'Clock is what it is.
The 15th of Neverwhere? Is that what you're saying?
Nunya.
15th of Neverwhere? That's something.
15th of Neverwhere?
15th of Neverwhere.
Right?
That's pretty good.
That's coming up.
I've never heard that.
That's something that we're doing with our kids at home.
What, doing the Nunya stuff?
Yeah, the Nunya.
Oh, my God. Really?
Nunya business, yeah.
Wow.
Nunya.
Pretty childish.
Well, sometimes you've got to fight fire with fire, Christopher. You're going to learn that with your kids.
I get it.
You're going to learn that with your kids. But then you're going to also get great moments like the one that I texted you that video last night. I walk into my my office and Cooper goes, Dad, Tatum. Jason Tatum made history. I'm like, really?
Wow.
And I'm thinking to myself, like, what did he do? Did he have 75 points, 80 points, or did he? What did he like? What possibly did he just passed Rajon Rondo for 25th on the all-time Celtic scoring list? And I'm like, okay.
And the biggest shock of that was that he didn't like Rondo was 25th.
I know
in
that,
scoring?
Right? Like, yeah, because he's locked in on the Celtics. Hey, man, hey, your C's had a pretty darn good game last night. Now, I don't know if there's anything you can look this up, but did the Celtics set a record for quickest players-only meeting for a new head coach
that is
in the history of an NBA season? Can you look it up?
It's not players-only meeting. That is doing a lot of heavy lifting. They had like a team dinner,
mm-hmm.
and
the way they described it on the Celtics broadcast last night,
that was, not how
it was called. It was called. I don't know who the guy was on the. We're watching the game. Scalabrini's doing the
Scal or Mike Gorman.
No, well, Gorman was doing the play by play.
Yeah,
and Scalabrini was doing the analysis, and they threw it back to some guy who was in a. And I'm sorry to this gentleman who's no doubt working hard, but his report was that it was a players only meeting that was intense, and what was the words he used was, and it wasn't all that helpful is what he said,
because it was probably just everyone yelling at Marcus Smart to shut up.
But all I'm just saying is, like, is there a way to find out how fast until there's a players only meeting? Although technically the Sixers had a players only meeting when Simmons apologized to everybody and also said that they had some responsibility to bear in all of this.
Well, technically, didn't that happen before the season started?
Well, then, I guess in season.
Yeah, in season.
What are we doing?
Just asking if your team's all right.
I hope they blow up, to be honest with you.
I'm aware of that. Big game tonight. The Heat, who have gone off to a terrific start with Kyle Lowry.
I think it's going to play out that bringing back Smart was not a good idea.
Not smart. Smart is not smart.
Smart was not smart. The team's better with Schroeder out there. He's shooting like 29% or something.
It's because he's not getting the ball to be in rhythm, Chris.
Sure. He's the point guard.
Well, all I know is that shouldn't the new head coach kind of handle all this? Or is it the way he's handling all of it is just like you guys hash it out?
I think the former coach, now executive, should handle things.
Okay, we'll see.
It's not going well.
I don't know. It's early. It's too early to have. I'm like, what? First of all, my first thing is like my son telling me that history was being made.
Yeah. And then you send me a video. I'm like, what is?
I did. I sent you a video of it because I'd look forward to having that experience with your son.
Yeah.
That I walk in, you know, and he's
hey,
watching.
Dad.
He's like, hey, Dad. You know, he's locked in on the sports world, and he's trying to tell me something that's very important to him, or he thinks is important to me.
Yeah. And you're going to find it interesting.
Yes, and I well, anything he says, I will find interesting.
That's not true.
It's true. Of course it is.
Not everything your kid says is interesting.
You know what, Chris? You go through it. You go through what you go through. You go through. You go through it.
All right. I'm just saying.
You know exactly. And then when your son is like, and then your son is like strolling around at age 20, 25 without a shirt on, and you're like, Tom, put a shirt on. They'll know where he got it from. You know, from dear old dad. Shirtless dad.
Team no shirt.
Put a shirt on.
Put a shirt on. Thank you. Thank you.
Can I take this moment just to say to anyone who's unhappy, like to all the Celtics out there who don't want to be on the team where they're not getting the ball and can't shoot jumpers.
Come to Philadelphia. Go to Philadelphia.
Come to the Sixers. That's all I'm saying. Come to us. We'll take
to play with your big man who's never healthy. Got it.
Well, it's a big man who's never healthy, and when he's healthy, he just clogs the lane. Right, he just
creates
the lane.
He creates
problems.
Yeah,
he creates problems for guys who handle the ball, who play good defensive basketball, and then you know suddenly they start regressing and turn down their shots because of him.
It's his fault.
It is. That's what I'm. That's what I read. Yeah. That's what I read in the papers.
Yeah, I mean, and they wouldn't lie to you.
I just love being NBA agnostic and firing shots at you folks.
You should be. Your team is great.
Oh, they're 5-3. I notice. I take notice.
Yeah, your team's good.
I see.
They're sucking them back in, Brockman. He don't want to, but
No.
RJ Barrett is awesome.
They're a fun team to watch, man. The Warriors are a fun team. How about my Wolverine, Jordan Poole last night?
Yes, right? Jordan Poole.
He's throwing it in. They you know what, man?
When they get Clay back, look.
Exactly. That's why I chose them to win.
Yeah.
By the way,
the
also,
championship.
Your Michigan guy, Franz Wagner.
He threw down 28, but then against the Celtics, he has a step back.
He's averaging like 15-5.
Yeah, he's doing well.
He's doing pretty well.
No, but you know what? The Warriors, here's what you got to give up for them, man. You got to give up for them that the way they move the basketball is so pretty.
Yeah.
And the guy who moves the basketball better than anyone on that team, and then maybe in the NBA, is Draymond Green.
Draymond, yeah.
You have to give it up to him. the way that he starts fast breaks by grabbing a loose ball on the floor, starts fast breaks, doesn't just get the ball, doesn't just create the turnover, but start the scoring process all in one fell swoop, and then also seeing the floor from the top of the key.
Yeah, he made
it. He is unbelievable.
Like a pass
dart,
last
yes,
night.
A you dart know, backdoor pass. I saw the same thing. And then that broadcast, the Warrior broadcast locally last night had him mic'd up. Mm-hmm. And I think he was telling, I think it was in the direction of Jordan Poole, him telling him in front of all of the Charlotte Hornets, telling his teammate, I believe it was Poole, I can get you any shot you want. That's what he told him. I think he was basically telling him not to rush it or just play within the construct and to calm him down. Like, I'll get you any shot you want, is what he said. And I heard that, and I'm thinking to myself, these are still the Warriors. I know Curry didn't have a big, huge night offensively
that's
in the first three quarters.
That's kind of the point I was
going
to make.
I know, well, because I'm going against him in fantasy with you. So I was noticing that in particular.
Yeah.
But he that's still Steph at the top of his game, and Draymond's at the top of his game, and the rest of the team. That's Iguodala's back for Auld Lang Syne. And Clay, they were showing him warming up before the game.
Yeah, full uniform warm up.
He wore his full uniform.
Full uniform warm up. And
yeah,
LeBron, man. By the way, LeBron trying to tamper was tweeting about it.
What do you mean tamper? What's he tampering?
Hey, I love watching this guy play. Is a wink, wink, come to the Lakers.
Guess what? He's not going to get Clay Thompson in the Laker uniform. That ain't happening.
Yeah. LeBron makes things happen.
Didn't Clay have an opportunity to do that and didn't?
I don't know, man. I can't rule anything out. Clay, like the Anthony Davis situation.
Clay 2 years ago, just after he signed that contract, just said how much he enjoyed being with that team and how happy he was. So,
I was going to say, though, like, Steph has an off night. Team gets lifted from other players, and they still find out where to pull out.
If Jordan Poole's going to start filling it up, then and there's still Wiggins, who didn't have much of a great night either. Yeah.
By the way, Gary Payton Jr. balled out
last night.
He
threw one down.
Night.
He also got hurt.
Yeah, but
it was fun.
Out.
And I don't know, if you're aware, Rich Eisen Show exclusive, history was made by Jason Tatum last night.
As brought to you by
25th on the all-time score.
So of course I had to shoot him telling you that, Chris. And then I sent it to you.
I loved it.
First of all, to inform you that history had been made by your favorite basketball team.
I did not know history.
And then number two is like, at some point, may your son do the same for you. Is all I'm saying.
Rich, I cannot wait.
There you go. There you go.
I'm trying to see who is now, who's 24th, who he's going to chase down here.
He's just chased down. Who's he chasing down?
Bill Sharman.
You didn't think Rondo was 25th in the all-time scoring list for the Celtics, did you?
27.
Did you?
He's got a long way to go to catch Bird and Pierce and Hondo.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a break. Phone calls when we come back. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. And the latest example of why Derek Carr is one of the most valuable players in the league, and certainly for his team. That's coming up. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show.
No, it's
Show.
Just wow on this end. It's just wow no. over here that you don't get it.
I get our fantasy league that you're just terrible at
no,
it.
No, you're just complaining because you suck at no, basketball.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. I finished in third place last year.
What's our score this
year? Well, oh, gosh.
I mean, Brockman's in last place right now.
I know.
So.
It's just, I don't even.
I mean,
all right,
let's go to
the phone lines here on the program. Jim in Iowa, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Rich, thanks for taking the call. Big fan, long time.
Thank you, sir.
I agree, Torrey Holt should be a Hall of Famer, but really I'm calling about Aaron Rodgers. I'm a big Aaron Rodgers fan. Go back decades to my Cal days. I'm a Cal alum about your generation. And, you know, I go back to seeing him the first time he played for Cal when he was a backup. He was a starter two games later, and I knew at the time I saw him as a backup that he was the real deal. So I'm a huge fan throughout the years. Not a Packers fan, even just an Aaron Rodgers fan. But what just happened really just threw me. Because we're all talking about he parsed words here and there, but you know the truth is he lied. I can't be more disappointed. And for such a guy that we refer to as such a smart guy, he won Celebrity Jeopardy. That's just really stupid. And I think there's going to be some repercussions from this. Hopefully not medically. But gosh, no. But you know, I think the NFL might take some action against him, suspend him, fine him. What about a sponsor? He's sponsored by an insurance company, for crying out loud. What kind of message does that send? That's all I got, Rich.
No, I appreciate the call. I appreciate the call, Jim. And like I said, at the top of the show, when he comes back, and as he just mentioned, let's hope he is healthy and he does come back. So many people just get it and recover. And as you know, some people get it and have a long time to recover, even when they're healthy people going in, certainly when they're not vaccinated. And I just hope his experience is one that he will just get it, get over it, and come back in and won't have like those times where he'll get sacked because he has a tough time getting his wind and he doesn't run. I mean, like, there are so many medical health things about this that genuinely concern me on his behalf. But when he's back, he's going to have a press conference, as all quarterbacks do. And he's going to have for fans like that one, something to explain.
I think you could just hear it in his voice. I think a lot of people who are especially diehard fans, Packer fans, Roger fans, they're just feeling kind of disappointed and duped by Aaron because he came across and presented himself that he was one thing, vaccinated, and he clearly isn't.
Well, he said immunized. He said he was immunized. And
right,
and he may come back and again.
But immunized because he already had COVID
again,
last year?
I don't want to put any words in the man's mouth. He's going to have to say something when he comes back, and then I will evaluate. How does that sound?
That's totally fair.
You know,
but it's also fair for other people to feel disappointed by him.
No question about it. No question about it. Because, again, as I've mentioned, Michael Irvin was the first to say it. And he got a lot of flack and heat for it in the summer that this is a competitive issue in addition to a public health issue. Okay? It's a public health issue. And within your locker room, it's a team health issue. And the team health is what goes into and factors into winning football games in a pandemic. Period, end of story. And if you are not available, that is a problem. And if you are not available because you're a breakthrough case, that's a bad piece of bad luck. I've been on the wrong side of that myself. And then, you know, you wind up, even with a breakthrough case, you sit there and you wonder, certainly when you've done everything that you think you need to do that's right for you and right for your family, and somebody says that they're not taking the vaccine because of the same thing, it's what's right for me and what's right for my family, fine. For you and your family. The problem is you then go out and then you're around me. And then you hear about all these things, about these variants that come and go, and the Delta variant was a total you-know-what on wheels. And I'm worried about the next one because I'm trying to do what's right. I'm trying to get back on track. I want more in studio guests. I want my kids healthy. I want them off of remote learning when somebody tests positive in school. I want all of that. And the unvaccinated keeps us from getting there faster. These are facts. Science will back it up. And in the world of the NFL, outside of all that, it's a competitive issue. The Giants right now put out a release that they think Saquon Barkley's positive COVID test, along with two others, is a false positive, which means if he gets two negative tests in a row between now and game day against the Raiders, he can play because he's vaccinated. It's a competitive advantage. Now, his ankle might not be well enough for him to play anyway, but the point is this. Your availability is your best ability, and if you're not taking the vaccine, you're not doing everything you can. So he's going to have to answer all that. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. The Las Vegas Raiders, we all know what happened with them, with John Gruden, and how Derek Carr has been a leader in the locker room for that. That's one situation that can throw a team off kilter. And the way that Derek Carr has played since Gruden has resigned has been nothing short of remarkable. And again, the role that he is apparently playing in the locker room with a bunch of guys who are upset that Gruden resigned, or maybe upset that Gruden had to resign, being a sign of our times, even though Gruden was no longer a tenable head coach in a corporate world, also one world in which he has to look at female officials and say, you know, that was just a joke. And he has to look at Carl Nassib, the first openly gay player within his own locker room, and say, everything that I said about being in your corner, that was just a joke. I am in your corner. Like, it's not tenable. But that's also one thing. Now there's a matter of life and death that's been placed in their locker room. Henry Ruggs made the worst decision of his life because it took the life of another person. And also destroyed his life and career. And it's for somebody who also, when celebrates a touchdown by remembering a friend of his who died in a car accident, it's even particularly cruel that his awful, awful decision to get behind the wheel of a car impaired and ram it in the back of another woman named, I think, Tina Tinton is her name, and her dog died mere blocks from her house just because she's in her car and a drunk Henry Ruggs rear-ended her. It's awful. But Ruggs is also a teammate of theirs that's suddenly gone. And Derek Carr, in speaking yesterday, spoke eloquently about the woman who died, but also about his teammate. And this is what's so very important for his team.
My heart goes out so much. Try and say it with a straight face. Because I've already been emotional about every bit of this, but to the family, to all the families involved, you know, no one ever wants to see this, whether it's a football player or not. You never want to see something like this happen, and you know, it broke my wife and I's heart. You know, honestly, I will always be here for him. That won't change, and I'll prove that over the course of time to him, not to anybody else. He needs people to love him right now. He's probably feeling a certain type of way about himself right now, and he needs to be loved. And if no one else will do it, I'll do it. I will tell you, I walked by and I, you know, saw Henry's locker today, and for whatever reason, that got me. You know, like he's not going to be there. You know, not because he's fast, not because of what he could do for me, but because of the person that he is, and because I love him. And he literally texted me at, you know, at midnight, at a golf swing, you know, hit me and Hunter, you know, how's my swing look? You guys need to help me, you know? And, just seeing that and then getting the news when we woke up, I don't even know how am I supposed to handle that?
He also said, did I not let him know that he can reach out to me at 3 a.m?
He would have went and got him.
Which is one of the many messages out of this, is people, just call a friend, wake them up. It's worth it. You don't want to kill somebody, and you don't want to wind up in jail. That's where Henry Ruggs' life is right now, and Derek Carr recognizing that that's where that is and saying that he'll be there for them, and he's there for his teammates, and he's the quarterback. They're asking him, can you comment on this? How do you comment on this? There's no playbook for this sort of thing. He spoke from the heart. And personally, I think this is a way bigger challenge for this team to try and figure out how to play football than what happened with their coach.
Yeah.
And so Derek Carr is going to be one of the most valuable Raiders here and also in the community, where somebody just got wiped off the planet just for merely getting behind the wheel of her car. there's an open wound in Las Vegas, Nevada right now. And so I say to Derek Carr, we're with you too, and we're with the family of the woman who's deceased. And they're hoping that Henry Ruggs finds some sort of peace and solace in what he has done.